Beta Zeta.
We made? Who's gay?
He's inside me. He's inside me. And he wants to take me again.
What's the matter? Can I get your ghost ball?
Oh, my, 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 my.
I feel so scrumptious.
Hello, creeps. Welcome to Not Another Queer Horror Podcast. I'm Trevor, otherwise known as Christian Mingle, and I am so thrilled to have you join me on this journey. So, who am I? What's going on? What's the deal? What are we doing here? Let's get into it.
Please,
allow me to show you something.
So, I'm a lifelong fan of horror. I've been into horror films since I was a child. Growing up with two brothers, that was kind of one of our obsessions. So, I grew quite familiar with the genre at a young age, and I was just a generally creepy kid. Halloween was my favorite time of year, and I always loved to be spooky from a very young age. So, yeah, you know, just kind of like one of those little freaks. As a child of the 90s, my love for horror started with slasher and monster movies, so I have a big soft spot in my heart for those style of films, but my appreciation for horror has grown immensely throughout the years, and pretty much dig just about any style. When I went to college, I took a few film classes. I was not a film major, that's a story for another day, but I did get to take a few film classes, and then I did have a short stint as a high school teacher for a few years after college, and I did get to teach film there, so I developed a pretty decent understanding of filmmaking and a real appreciation for the art form. I don't pretend to know nearly as much as anyone who actually probably works in the industry, but, you know, I can get by and not talk entirely out of my ass. So after college, I discovered podcasts and, of course, was drawn to horror pods, but especially those that are hosted by queer voices. Some of my favorites that I'd like to draw inspiration from are Gay Lords of Darkness, The Carpenter Queens, Fear the Talking Queers, and Scream Queen, just to name a few. There are so many out there, and I highly encourage you to check them all out, but those four pretty much stay in my regular rotation. So then, you know, jumping to the COVID pandemic, something that we're all still dealing with. But once I had all this time on my hands stuck at home, I really got to give myself a truly well-rounded horror education, typically being led by those podcasts I just mentioned. And through that time, I also started to become more familiar with the horror community. And once COVID, you know, eased up a bit and we were able to do a few more things, I got to interact with the community by going to conventions and movie marathons and just finding, oh, wow, you know, that tribe that I thought I'd been looking for a while. This might be it. Maybe these little creeps are just what I've been looking for. So why do this? Why do this podcast? There are plenty of podcasts out there now. It's a very saturated market, and especially when it comes to horror. So, you know, I wanted to participate in the community in some way, and this is one of my favorite outlets. I've wanted to start a podcast ever since I discovered podcasts, and I finally feel confident in my knowledge of both podcasting and horror films to get one going. But I wanted to do something a little bit different because, as I was saying, this is an oversaturated market at this point. And, you know, when thinking about how I wanted to approach this, obviously, as a queer person, I wanted to do it from a queer lens. But do we really need, you know, another queer horror podcast where we're just, you know, going to discuss the film and our opinions about it? And on top of that, in horror in general, do we really need another cis white male's opinion? Probably not. So I wanted to change it up a bit. So I decided that I would blend my favorite aspects of these horror podcasts with my favorite aspects of interview style pods, which are another form of podcasting that I'm really into. So to do that, I am going to have a different guest on every episode from different walks of life. I'm going to really try to stick to folks in the queer community because, again, it's a queer podcast, but I do think there are some pretty interesting heterosexual folks in my life. Boo. That would be fun to maybe have on. So we'll probably see a few of them popping up here and there. But yeah, I want to get a lot of different people on here, and I want to hear their perspectives about life through the lens of, you know, reviewing a horror film. So how am I going to do this? What's this going to look like? My guest and I will watch the same horror movie, whether it be together or separately, and then we will discuss some of the major themes in the film, specifically the themes that I feel will apply to that person's life and their perspective, and through that discussion, kind of format an interview that will just kind of let us all get to know each other a little bit better. Through this pod, I hope to kind of gain a bit more understanding of the different human experiences, and do so by getting stoned, watching a horror movie, and talking shit with my friends. So hopefully, you know, we'll get to have some fun and some laughs, and maybe we might even learn some things, who knows. So this is all really kind of a new journey for me, obviously, because you're listening to the trailer. So my plan is to release a mini debut season of sorts, just a handful of episodes, so I can get my footing with how this whole podcasting stuff works, and also receive feedback from listeners, hopefully, to help shape the pod as I move forward. So I guess if you are interested in joining me on this journey, please click on through to some episodes, check us out, and see how you feel. If you would like to connect with us, you can get us on Instagram at notanotherqhp, and you can also email us at notanotherqhp@gmail.com. Please feel free to send emails suggesting films, discussion topics, guests if you have them. I would love to connect with people that are strangers to me, so if you have any guest suggestions, please let me know, and I will do my best to bring that to you, all right? So that's all for now. Until next time, stay creepy. Not Another Queer Horror Podcast is recorded, edited, and produced by me, Christian Mingle. All of the music used in this episode is produced by Mr. Fulton.